The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen, and welcome to the show today. Wow, I have really been ramped up about this one. I've had some interesting experiences in the last few days. Well, today the show is very much about energy healing for yourself to help you manifest where you need to go and make those changes. But it's also, we're going to be sending it out everywhere to the whole world. And when I started to work this show in, it was, the angels were really pushing me. We've got to power up. We've got to motivate. We've got to get this thing going. And Michael's been very active this month anyway, Archangel Michael. And then yesterday I was setting up, writing my little love note that I always do to my subscribers to my newsletter. And no kidding, it just started happening. I think I lost time. I literally channeled that message, and then I realized, no, this has to be for everybody, and it just came through very, very quickly. And you know it's authentic and you know it's real when you're not planning that. I mean, I love that moment. I love not planning it and letting it happen as it's going to happen, and that's exactly what happened. So very much right now, this world needs to be lit up with love and healing vibes. We need to really come together, and that's what I'm asking you to do. And Michael told me we need a call to action. We need to do this. We need to balance the playing field out there. We have so many things and issues and negative and this and that going on out there in the world, and we're talking everywhere. And we've just got to set this straight. We've got to stand up, and we've got to go, no, we're going to do something different. So being an energy healer and very much being a messenger from, for the divine, and just, bringing that through as a spiritual teacher, I give you what I receive, and I trust and I believe in that. And I give it to you, and, it's up to you what you want to do with that. But I'm asking you to join me. If you're a light worker, if you don't even know what that is to do energy healing, here's the beautiful thing. You can do that. Nobody has to be this expert or, special degrees to do anything like that. That's really more man-made. All of these things that we're talking about, that intuition, all of those things that can come from within you, you can do that if you want to. You can choose to connect to that. I, with intention, want to infuse this whole broadcast. So if you are one that listens on, on the recording later, now we're live now, but when we do that later, I want this intention and this energy to be infused in the recording. So if you're listening that way, you're going to get the same benefits. During this episode, we're going to do a distant energy healing global meditation. And I would love for you to just stop everything you're doing for a few moments and do that with me. I think that would be amazing and be felt everywhere. If you are listening on the podcast, that's fine. You can do it then. And then we'll just keep it going. It'll just like daisy chain it and just keep it going. I feel very motivated with the prompting of an archangel yesterday. And basically they channeled this message through as automatic, right? I was not expecting to sit down and do that yesterday. And that's the thing that I love so much. But And when they come in, you know. I had a completely different route, and I was like, oh, well, we're going to do it like this. I went, okay, well, you know best. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm just trusting that. Now, how many times has that happened to you in your life? You may have a plan, and you're going to have it go a certain way, or that's what you want, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, it's suddenly taken a different direction. Do you resist or fight that? Now, with intuition and connecting and listening to guidance that comes in for what I'm supposed to share with you or for my own personal life, you know, I had a learning curve where I was, whether I was completely trusting that or not. And now it matters. It just matters that I trust it completely. So what I want to do is share with you. They brought this in yesterday so strong. I mean, I have been, you know, I just been feeling the vibration so much for probably the last several days, to the point where here we go again. For those that have been listening to my show for a while, my main computer is, I've kind of got like this other stuff going on right now that I'm using, but my main computer, man, I did it again. You know what, how many has it been? It's been several hard drives, 5 motherboards. Well, the hard drive is now at the Mac doctor again. So, you know, I've done it again, but all that energy is incredible. And so I'm going, okay, I just go in with this. I'm just going with this, just doing this. And it's okay. I'm sharing all of these things with you because, of course, they challenge us and it kind of, you know, upsets the routine. That's exactly what they're trying to do. They want to upset the routine and shift you up. Make you think out of the box, because when you think out of the box, now you've woken up that creativity that can find a new, different pathway for things. We talked about that a little bit last week, and it has been the theme for December. Michael is very motivated to motivate us, I'm going to tell you, and he's just not easing up. And I don't mean it to sound like he's a bully or anything. It just comes through that strong to me, stronger than I've ever felt him. And I feel completely safe with it. And I'm like, wow, you are serious about this. And if he's that serious about it, I'm going to take that seriously. Now, you can ask for him to watch over you. I mean, they watch over your guardian angels, and we had talked about that. But this show, we want to put some hope back in there. We want to, if you're feeling discouraged by things that are going on out there, I say we need to even the playing field a little bit. We've got enough negative energy out there. Let's put some positive energy. We can do that with a joint meditation. I'm going to be doing that on a daily basis, trying to send that out. And I want to share how we can do that very effectively, what I have found to work very, very well with energy healing. It's very powerful. I've seen it work with individuals. I've seen it work with areas, buildings. And I want to help you with that today. And you can do that with me. It is very safe. It's amazing to be a part of something like that. And we're just going to light this world up with some good vibes today. And that's what I want to do. I want you to join me. I feel like what a better way. I could have arranged this in something else, like a, you know, a group meeting or something, but I decided I have the gift of broadcast. Why not broadcast this? Because this is a gift for all of us, and we all of humanity deserves it. I won't give up on the light that's within humanity. It's in there. I want to find it, and I want to light it up, and I want you to help me do it. If you don't have any idea what I'm talking about, that's okay. You just listen in and learn, because this is an amazing thing. It how could it not feel good? It reminds me when you're watching maybe a singer that inspires you, or something just really moves you and you can feel that going through you, because music has an energy. It's similar to that, but in a way that you'll know there's nothing like it. And I want to share that with you. It's one of the main things that I'm about, that I've always had going on here, and I just can't imagine not having it. So it's just time to do that. I think we need to do it more often. you know, if you've lost your faith, if you're feeling discouraged, if you're feeling down, this is a great one for you today. So today, the angels have been powering up, and we're going to be doing some energy healing for ourselves, for our families, and for the world today. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Satin and cinders, I'm definitely not your type. Well then, what are we doing in love?
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month Ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month Ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org, that's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit AllergyAsthmaNetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
1230 WBLQ.
Between the darkness on the street and the houses filling up with light, between the stillness in my heart and the roar of the approaching night, somebody's calling after somebody. Somebody turns the corner out of sight, looking for somebody somewhere in the night.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And thank you for tuning in today. We're going to have quite the power pack show today. The angels are powering up, and they have been powered up because we're going to be doing energy healing together. We're going to be sending it out. You're going to be absorbing it for what you need and then passing it on. And we want to send this everywhere, wherever you listen to the show, whatever country, wherever you are, whether it's this live episode or the podcast, we want to send this out in a benefit for all. So intention is infusing it into the recording, and this does work. I've done this before, and people have told me many, many times, well, I didn't think the recording would be the same, and it will do that because the intention is there. Now, they've had me ramped up for a few days now, like I said before, but let's talk about this a little bit because I want to bring you into what's going on. Now, they channeled a message for everybody to me yesterday, and I was writing it. So it's nothing like an automatic writing when it happens. I can't plan it. It just happens when it wants to happen. And the first thing that I want to address, which is one of the most important core facts, I call it a fact, is in energy healing, is what kind of energy is that? Well, it's divine love is at the core. Divine love, what is that? It's unconditional love. That is that love that is a higher frequency. It's not the human thing that we experience or, romance, anything like that. This is what is love, real love. Well, when you tap into that type of love, now you're tapping into one of the most powerful energies known. More powerful than anything out there. More powerful than fear. More powerful than anything. So love is power. Love is power. And that's the power we're going to tap into for the energy healing. Now, energy healing is it's energy. It's sending that out and allowing it to flow. So if you thought of love and it was just flowing, I love to use water as an example because it can flow into every nook and cranny and go around curves and obstacles and things like that. So water is a wonderful example. If you visualize that water just moving and flowing into every little space that could fill. And because there's so much going on right now in the world and with our lives and we're changing, what better time to focus on a positive transformation? We are all in a state of change. So now's the time to choose a positive change. Don't give up because something went awry, or didn't seem to work out, or things in the news are upsetting you, and they will. This is the time to send the light to that. And I'm going to also send it to people in positions of decision-making out there. Whether you're a company, a government, or whatever, let's light this thing up so things can be done the way they need to be done for a positive for humanity. So that's on my list. Now, what could you do in your own life to help improve your frequency and improve your life in a positive way? What do you feel frustrated or discouraged with? What's the block, So these are things to ask yourself. And when we do this, we're going to do this meditation in one of the segments of the show. This is the second segment. We will probably do that in the next segment, or I think I'm going to do it in the third segment because I have a little bit more time there. And when we go into doing this, we have to put that intention. You put that intention into your energy and your thought, and you just close your eyes and visualize this incredible vision of pure, beautiful love and light just moving across you, across the landscape, across everyone you love, everyone in your home, your neighborhood, your city, your state, country, the world. And we keep growing into that. We just keep expanding it. That's how we're going to do it. And we're going to take our time with that because it's so important. Light workers out there, I want to say hello to you. I want to say thank you for all that you do. But every one of us are going to be a light worker today in this. But we're going, you know, you can feel drained when you're trying to do that by yourself. You can feel worn out because when you're an empathic or a healer like I am, we are actually taking negative energy and transmuting it. We're not keeping it. If you're doing it, you know, the way it should be for benefit to all, you don't keep it and accept it. It's transmuted, it's changed, it's cleaned, so to speak. And remember that darkness is really the absence of light. So what we're wanting to do is put more light into dark places. All those dark corners, dark places, dark energy, dark negative thought, manipulative thought, deceit, all of those areas in the world, in your life, they need to get lit up. I mean, lit up with divine love. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to do. Now, I'm going to actually read this channeled message that came in yesterday to you so you can hear it for the way it was written. And in the next segment, when we come back from break, we will do that meditation. So if you can find a way to take 5 minutes or so and be able to close your eyes and do that with us, that would be great. You can also do it with intention if you're out there in a car driving around. You know, you obviously have to watch the road. But we will also have this on the recording for later. But it's just so important. They keep stressing to me, it is so important we do this right now. So the people that are in a position to make a positive change for the group will. That's a big deal. So we can do it for ourselves and we'll do it in that way. Now I'm going to read this to you. This is what came in yesterday, unexpected. Love is power. And this is coming from Archangel Michael. By the way, it came in very strong. Love is power. We are going to call in energy healing world meditation call to action. There's much stir in the air of change. That's exactly why I am, and that is me, choosing to focus on positive transformation no matter what's happening. I will not give up on loving humanity and believing in all of us. The current events around the world stir our hearts with many emotions. Now's the time to keep our focus on the light and divine love, which is the most powerful healing energy known. The love we know humanity can embrace, if they so choose, is worth the effort. When darkness, deceit, and negative focus show themselves, the more light and divine love you can choose, I choose, to focus on and in response. So you can respond to that way. Join me and the angels today, and we'll all do this together, supporting the very passion for soul growth and consciousness that brings us all together. Energy healing is needed more than ever now in the world and for the world, and together holding this energy with intention to love humanity and heal humanity, the brighter our future will be. If we give up at the first sign of negative energy, we are not giving the truth, the love, and the light within us all a chance to shine bright. Remember, darkness is the absence of light. So let's light up the world and keep this light going. Light workers can feel the drain from this kind of work, especially if we are trying to do this solo. The fact is, we can all do this. You don't have to be a specialist or expert to send love. And it's much easier together. This is a global issue that needs love. So here's what I want you to hear. And then we're going to take a break. So in order to do this, wherever you are, whatever country, city, state, neighborhood you live in, begin your focus and intention to send divine love, light, and healing within yourself first, then expand it to your family, your own backyard, and keep going till you have spread light into every dark corner you can find. Just imagine if we all did this together. Now that's what we're going to do when we come back from this break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
You're dreaming of is waiting for you to say yes. Together, we can create a powerful, love-centered world where business is not a competition, but a community of highly conscious individuals making a positive impact in their own lives and the lives of others. Fun, flexible, fabulous. You make the rules. We offer the tools. Connect with Shelley today to learn more at Live, Love, Earn with Shelley. That's SHELLEY.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness. A dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bar session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. Today, we are powering up with the angels for a energy healing for everyone. This is a distant energy healing we're doing, and I'm inviting you to join me in sending this with intention from your heart, your thoughts, and focusing. So we're going to do that now. So if you are in a place where you can focus with this, please do. If not, you can do it later on the podcast. So if you could just slow your breathing down and just breathe at a comfortable pace, embracing and paying attention, noticing that you are doing this breath. This breath is you. This breath is your connection. It's your life force. And it's your life. It's who you are. You're breathing this amazing breath into your body. And just take it to a comfortable pace and focus on that breath. Close your eyes if it's safe for you to do that. And just connect to that. Focus on that, that you have life. And that we are here sharing this journey together in this moment. And think about what in your life could use some healings, could feel love wrapped around it in an amazing energy, and transmute that into a better positive frequency for you to move forward. Are you concerned about your health? Are you concerned about, you know, a bad habit you're trying to break? Allow the love to completely wrap itself around that. Focus. Focus on the breath. And then allow it to move through you. Think of the light starting to come in. It's brightening the whole area deep inside you that might feel dark. It's a little hard to see. And then you see that tiny little bit of light in the distance. You see it. Now focus on that. It's kind of like a flashlight at the very end of a long tunnel or hallway. You might see this tiny little light. And that is that light deep inside of you that we're reconnecting to, that divine spark within you. And we want to ignite that into a bright light. Allow it to expand. Allow it to grow within inside of you. And as it grows, it's lighting up more and more. You start to see that this dark side or this thing that seemed like such a hindrance is lit up now. And you're seeing possibilities that you could try something different. You could move forward because it's not so scary anymore. And we want to keep expanding that. Keep allowing it to fill up more and more of you to where your entire body is lit up and it's just glowing in this beautiful divine light. Some of you may be seeing a color. What color are you seeing? You may be seeing just bright white. And go with that color. Your higher self is trying to show you a color that would benefit you right now in this moment. And we're completely safe. We have Michael completely around us, protecting us from anything negative. We are only allowing divine love and light in now. Because when we restore our bodies, our souls, our energy field, we can now radiate that out to someone else, like a family member. Yeah. A pet, a loved one, a friend, neighbor. So as it's expanding, it becomes bigger than you now. It's bigger than you. You're now inside of this bright light versus it's inside of you and it's small. And it's going to keep expanding and allow it to just keep moving out away from you. If you're still in it, it just keeps expanding. It keeps growing in all directions, kind of like a circular pattern, just keeps radiating further and further and moving. And you see it gently touching another. And you see that it is lighting them up now. And you see that it's helping them. And that brings more joy to your heart. You see more love than you've ever seen. And you're feeling it. You're in it. You're basking in it. And keep going. I'm feeling all those vibes now. Oh, and now you see it touch another. And now you see it touch a group. Now you see it touch leaders of your city, leaders of your country. That light needs to be ignited in all areas, whether it's what you lead or someone else. We're not trying to control anyone. We're just trying to light everything up with divine love for positive transformation for humanity. Let's give humanity equal light here to balance this thing so we can see clearly the decisions and the choices that are best for all of us, that are best for us to move forward positively for our children and for the future. And as this grows, it continues to grow. You see it spanning out now. Your whole neighborhood's covered in it. This incredible light. And it keeps going. Your state, your country, like I said, your city, everywhere. It just keeps growing. It keeps growing. Now it's going across oceans, reaching out to another country. It just keeps going. Keeps going. Just all the way around. The world is circular. You're moving in a circular, exponential way. And let it touch every dark corner you can find. Let it keep growing. Let it keep lighting. You may come across a spot that seems more challenging to light up. Don't go past it. Stay right there, because we're coming to stand right with you and help you light it up too. We're going to stand together and do that. And this is a wonderful way to support the people that are in positions to make a change. You may feel like there's nothing you can do. You may feel like, I can't do anything. I'm just me. I'm not in a position of power. You're in a position of power right now, a big one. With love is power, and we're carrying that torch, and that supports the others that are in that position. They may not be able to see very clearly right now, so let's light it up so they can. This is something that we can keep going with it on a daily basis as we go through this. If you were to take a few minutes each day and just light it up, it's going to help tremendously. When we all do it together, it's going to be even more powerful. So that's what I'm going to do daily, and I'm asking you to do it with me. And I want to say thank you for being on this healing journey with me. Now we're going to come out of this. We're going to just wake it up. We're going to shake a little bit and come back to awareness. But go back in there and do that as much as you want, because it will help you too. When you send out healing, it helps you back. It's a beautiful thing to do. It's a win-win every time. So here we are. And that was a beautiful journey. We just took around the world and we stood beside each other doing something positive to reunite the world together, humanity in a positive way. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
You should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you just tuned in, we did a distant energy healing for everyone around the world in the last segment. So be sure to grab the podcast. You can do this at any time. We've been talking about how the angels were powering up to do this energy healing. And I want to say thank you so much for joining in with me to do that today. And if you took 5 minutes, even if you just took 5 minutes a day to just stop, close your eyes for a moment and say with intention to receive that love, that's like, I am love, and I am receiving and sending it graciously. And just to remember that light just spreading from you inside, start it from within you, and then expand it out as far as you can. I actually find it to be quite enjoyable. I end up going on this hide-and-seek hunt. Okay, what else can I find that's dark that I can light up? It becomes quite enjoyable, and it's just a wonderful way to experience a very powerful support that can help all of us right now. I also have other meditations that are recorded over on my website. You may enjoy. Some are connecting to your guardian angels. Some are meeting your higher self. There's another one in there for healing as well. But this one was more to expand and really grow with it. I want people to know that you can do this. I mean, anybody can do this. Anybody can send love. And sending love and sending this light is energy healing. Your cells of your body will respond positively. You'll become healthier if you did a little bit of this every day, believe it or not. Yes, you will. You'll start to find that you want to make different choices because you've changed what you're focusing on to something positive. Your cells, your body will start to communicate and say, you know, maybe we should change up that diet, or maybe we should start walking more, or anything like that. You might be, if you gave it some time, I'm telling you, it really makes a difference. A lot of the affirmations that are working with thought are similar to this, and it gets you into that right perspective. But if we say I am and you claim it, then there you go. And you will find that it can change your life for the better. It can help you move forward in areas that you felt so afraid to try. You know, you were hesitant. Were you trying to wait for everything to line up perfectly? Well, now's the time to live, because this is what we have is right now. If this is what you have, then live it to the fullest. You know, just go. Michael has been so strong for December with, it's time to get creative. It's time to spark it. You can send energy healing to that with that intention to open up those creative juices flowing within you to find solutions, find new ideas. Maybe you just feel like it got stale and you just can't seem to find your way out of the box. Yes, you can. Because when you're using this method, there is no limitations. There's nothing that can stop you. Nothing, absolutely nothing that can stop you from succeeding, from improving your life, from, and then you just think about all of this that we're doing when we spread it out and share it with another in the world. Now you're helping another, because what is a better way to help someone than to help them feel like they're empowered where they can do something for themselves? That's a beautiful thing. That's healing in its own self. It's a place where nothing can stand in your way. Nothing. Absolutely nothing will stand in your way. And I invite you to take a few minutes each day to do that. Start with yourself. Expand it out to family and friends, your home. You can do that. You can heal your home. You can heal a place. You can heal the energy of an area. Know that you're safe. The angels want to keep you safe and protected while you're doing it. You don't have to worry about that. You just know that they are really active right now because they really want to help us. I mean, they really are. I'm feeling it like I've never felt it before. And I'm sure you're starting, if you've never felt it before, you're starting to feel something's different. And if you're like me, you're really feeling the differences too. I don't want anyone to feel like it's time to just give up. There's no reason to just give up, because now's the time to really go at it even more, to really put more light out there, to put more enthusiasm on a positive idea. You know, when you start finding that, you know, something's trying to sabotage it, smile and go even harder at it. You know, like just, oh, well, you just asked me to light it up even more. And that's my response to that. And it will always be. I'm just that way. It's what I'm here to do. And I want to help you learn that you can do this. There's no set way to do it. If you have that intention and you truly want to do this, that natural innate ability will spark in you. And you will find that style. I gave you an example of how you can do that in this meditation. There's lots of different ways. You may want to tweak that a little bit and find another way to do it. But I just want you to know you can. I want you to know that you have a lot of power to make a difference. And we need a lot of positive difference right now for all of us. And I think it would be such an honor to work side by side with all of you doing that. Now, if you want to see the website has the actual, my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I have that transcript that was written out that happened yesterday that I read to you earlier. You can see it if you wanted to read it. And if, you know, if that's an easy, sometimes it's easier reading it, you comprehend. It's not very long. The podcast will be available shortly. And there's all kinds of meditations over there. There's a whole list of them. Just click on the meditation button at the top, and you'll see several that you can download right there and listen to. You can listen to it right there. You can download it. And I'm going to try to do my very best to get some more of them out there. I think it's time to get some very powerful ones out there to help guide you. And I'm really going to be working on that. I have a lot of irons in the fire right now and waiting on my poor little computer to come back from the Mac doctor. So I wear my computers out, putting together videos and audio and you name it. So I get full use out of it. But I just want to say, it's such an honor to be with you here every week, and I want to say thank you to you for listening. Thank you for sending in your messages. They mean everything to me. I appreciate them so much. And we will see you here next week on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.